St. John, the first chapter that you've already heard in your hearing, chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible reads, "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, 'Lord, save us, we perish.' And he said unto them, 'Why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith?' Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, 'What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?'" John 1 and 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Matthew 8 and 27. "But the men marveled, saying, 'What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?'" If we are to use a thought or subject, we use a subject this morning: the man that's above all men. The man that's above all men. We thank him for breathing a portion of health and strength, and thanking him for being our God, that we can always trust and depend on what God can and will do. And so we glorify his holy name this morning. We thank him for another day's journey. God has blessed us and is yet still keeping us. And so we just glorify God for all that he has and is doing. As we have went from day to day in our little community, we found that every other day seemed like this past week it was a homegoing celebration. We have so much to be thankful for this morning. As we very well know, it's not over yet. Actually, won't be being over, because we just don't know what day or the hour, but all of us have that appointment. I'm so glad this morning that God blessed us to come out and have our mind set just on Thanksgiving and worship and praise for who God is and all that God is doing. The Lord God is so good. We want to thank God this morning for allowing us to yet be those that can say we're counted amongst the living. And even though we have that testimony, that does not mean that there might not be things that are going on in our lives or around us that concerns us. And so if you really knew or understood the song that was sang a few moments ago, you know what prayer can do. And if you are trusting in God for prayer, then all you got to do is talk to him and let him know all about your trouble. Let him know exactly what you stand in need of, because I serve a God that is all-knowing. I serve a God that knows exactly what we need before we even ask. And the one thing that we need to understand this morning is that we need a personal relationship with God. It's a wonderful thing to say, "Mama prayed for me," but you got to some way or another take that and start to praying for yourself. And it seems like once you start praying for yourself and you realize that God hears and answers your prayer, it makes you pray even the more. Because now you know you don't have to depend on nobody else. All you have to do is just open up your mouth and tell the Lord all about your trouble. Anybody talk to God this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. So we don't necessarily have to wait until we get to the house of God. ought to talk to him on our way to the house. Lord, let something be said. Let something be done this morning that I'll feel that closer walk with you. Let me have an understanding of what the man or woman of God is talking about this morning. Let me be one of those that have a listening ear. And once I hear what God wants me to do, let me be a doer of God's word. We have plenty of listeners, but we got to find some doers. We pick out and choose what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. But there's going to come a time that we got to let go and let God have his way. God has blessed us. And because he blessed us, we ought to be able to be a blessing to somebody else. I come to praise God this morning because I know that he is a God that is approachable. He is right there. You don't have to go through all these changes and feel like that you got to do flip-flops and all these different things to get somebody's attention to let them know that you're a child of the King. All you have to do is just love God. If you love yourself, you're going to love God. And if you don't know how to love God, then how are you going to learn how to love yourself? Not only that you got to love yourself, but you got to learn to forgive yourself. Don't allow your yesterday to keep on holding you down today. At some point or another, you got to let it go. Got to let somebody know that I'm going to serve the Lord while I have a chance because I am a child of a mighty King. And we began to think about even last week as we talked about God, who God is, and I am that I am, and I am still is, and he still is today. After all that we've gone through another week's journey, God is still God. God loved us so much that the Bible declares here that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Bible declared that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, thank God, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I'm glad to know this morning that I'm here because of who God is. You are here this morning because of who God is. Even though you may have been planned, you still are only here because of the love of God. God allowed you to be born. God allowed you to live your life. And if you've lived, whether it's been 20 years or 50 years or 60 years or 70 years, every day ought to have been a day of thanksgiving. And you ought to be thankful that God allowed you to live. God allowed you to know exactly who he is. Because when we begin to think about in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God, we can't separate God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We got to learn how to hold on to something. We got to know that the Lord God is right there by our side. And when I begin to think about that, I can't help but realize that God is a great man. He is a man that's above all other men. See, a lot of us like to get the big head and think that we're all of that, but we wouldn't have nothing if it was not for the Lord. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm so glad this morning to be able to open up my mouth and I can hear a sound come out. I'm so glad to open up my eyes and I can't see very well, but I can see well enough to recognize you from a distance. You don't know how blessed you are that there's somebody that can't even see from here to the organ stool. So when God has blessed you, You ought to be willing to tell your God thank you. Anybody in here glad that God has blessed you this morning? Anybody know that God is a mighty great God? How many of you know that you can depend on God when you can't depend on nobody else? I'm so glad I got the Lord on my side. The Lord that I'm talking about, he can speak a word and whatever God says do, it happens because God said it. God said, let there be, and there is. God said that everything is going to work out for our good, and it does. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we can't understand how God works it out in our favor. But some way or another, God always works it out. And I'm so glad to serve a God that I know that's going to take care of all of us. Woke us up early this morning. Started us on another day's journey. We got some ups and we got some downs, but how many of you know that you got the Lord on your side? As long as I got Jesus, somebody said, I got everything that I need. Oh, hallelujah to the name Jesus. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. When I look at this word of God, I cannot help but see that God is everywhere at all times. For the Bible declares, when he entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Don't you know if our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took time enough to get a little nap, then you ought to get a little nap every now and again. You can't go on and on and on and on. At some point, you got to sit down and rest and rejuvenize yourself and then get back up and get back on the journey. We already got our mind made up where we're going and how we're going to get there. And a lot of time, we don't realize that it takes more than just the thought of it. You got to put things together in another way. You got to trust that God is going to be exactly where you need him to be. I'm so glad that I got close enough to the Lord to now. I don't boast about what I'm going to do on tomorrow. I say, if the Lord will, I'll see you tomorrow. If the Lord will, we'll get together for lunch tomorrow. If the Lord will, I'll make that doctor's appointment tomorrow. But if you don't make it, it must not be in God's will, so don't worry about it. We worry about too much stuff that we don't need to worry about when we ought to be just thanking God for who God really is. Oh, hallelujah. When I look here at the word of God and I found out that God was, Jesus was there on the boat asleep. The Bible declares, said the waves were covering. His disciples came to him and woke him up saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Now, a lot of people are afraid of water. Can't exist without it. But it's all right. If you want to be afraid of it, you can be afraid of what you want to be afraid of. When we think about the devastating storms that we've had, we've had some rough ones, but who is to say that the roughest one that we're going to have is already come and gone? Who is to be able to say that even though we are always talking about how blessed we are to be here in this community and we don't get weather but this bad or that bad, but things can turn around and we can get it just as bad or worse than somebody else. So where is our mindset then? When it seemed like everything is going all right and all of a sudden your beautiful sunshine day turned into thunder and storms and rain and the wind blowing and blowing to the point to where the Bible declared that they were following Jesus and Jesus was fast asleep. If you have a close enough relationship with God, you ought to be able to sleep in the midst of a storm. Anybody still ain't know any grown folk that's still afraid of the storm? You want them to sit down and let God have the thunder to start cracking. You want them to go all the way old school. They'll cut everything off if it's thunder and lightning. We have to understand that we serve a mighty God. And the God that we serve, the Bible, if what I'm seeing here, it said the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. His disciples came to him and they awoke him saying, Lord, save us for we perish. He said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. All God had to do was be awakened. Find out what the problem is. And all he had to do was speak a word. And the wind stopped blowing. All he had to do was say, no more rain right now. And the rain ceased. What manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. The water don't have ears, but the water can hear what thus said the Lord. The wind cometh where it listed. It comes and it goes wherever it wants to go. You don't know where it come from and where it's going, but you feel the breeze as it goes by, so you know that there's some wind somewhere. And God can say, wind, stop. And immediately it'll stop. So now, when you begin to read this text this morning, and he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Why are you afraid? And I'm on the boat with you. Why are you afraid when I'm sleeping like a baby? But yet you too afraid to go to sleep. And now that you've awakened me, you see that I'm the same God, because I did this before. I've even called Peter out to come and walk on the water with me. I've allowed you to see that I got power that is just not mine. I can give my power to you. I can give you power enough to get in your mind that everything is going to work out all right. And no matter what the naysayers say, what God says is the last say. Don't get so caught up into the he say, she say, and the negative part, and trust in what God says. God says, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. God said that I will hold you in my bosom. And as long as you're in my bosom, when you need me, I'll rock you to sleep if I have to. I don't ever want to get too old that God can't rock me. Don't ever want to get to a place where I feel like I'm so high in the Lord that I don't need no more Jesus. I need all the Jesus I can get. Anybody in here needs some Jesus? If we had just a little bit more Jesus, I think that our community would be better. If we had a little more Jesus, we wouldn't have that crazy man in the White House. If we had a little bit more Jesus, we wouldn't have folk running around talking about they're going to take their lives, because life is so precious. God gave it, and only God should be able to take it away. The man that's above all men. Bishops, apostles, elders. I don't care who you call yourself. At the end of the day, you didn't wake yourself up. You don't feed yourself. You might go through the motions. But even don't take that for granted. Because there might be somebody sitting by your bedside and have to put the spoon or the fork to your mouth. Somebody you done cussed out. Be careful about what you say you're not going to do, because you don't ever know what you may have to do. And the thing in that is that it's not going to be you. It's the God in you. Sometimes you don't know how much God you got. Because that one that you were going to close the door on, that's the one that God let you open your heart on. We always thinking about what they said and what they going to do. But can't nobody do anything to destroy you unless you allow it. You got to have your mind made up that I'm going to serve the Lord until I die. I got to know that there's a man greater than any man that I've ever seen walking upon the earth. Lord realized that we needed somebody so bad. And when he looked out amongst us, there was nobody that was in a position to save us from our sin-sick souls. So that's why I love John, so for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, because if he had not did that, then I'd be on my way to hell this morning. But because I serve a God that is greater than any man, a man that will lay down his life for his friends, I serve a God that everything going to be all right. You got to trust that it's going to be all right. You got to know that it's going to be all right. What manner of man is this? That he can speak the word and the wind and the sea obeys him. The same man that we talked about last week, the same man, if it's his will, that we come together next week, we're going to be talking about him again. Don't you know, out of all the people that they've had many stories made of, you can't get enough of the stories on Jesus. You can tell it all kinds of ways. In some way or another, it's going to hit somebody at some point. I'm so glad to have Jesus in my life. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, this has been such a busy week. We was rolling up on the ground. I'm asking Warren, what are these people doing down here this morning? Had to come back to reality. Come to church so much through the week, you forget what day it is. But we are here by the glory and the mercy of God. And I don't know about you, but you read that Sunday school this morning. It's just a great thing to know that God is such a great man. He could speak a word. You finished the lesson this morning. Even the demons have to recognize who God is. So don't allow nobody to tell you can't have Jesus. Because he died. He came just for that purpose, so that we would have somebody to save us from our sin-sick souls.